Latency numbers every programmer should know. In the system design programming interview, you are going to be asked to design a system. When you design this system, you should take into consideration how many people call it, what's the amount of data you need to store, and how much time it's going to take, whether you could use a single machine or multiple, and the general architecture. You are being tested on the architecture. For this reason, there is a very nice cheat sheet which is called Latency Numbers Every Programmer Should Know. And here are the numbers. L1 cache reference. L1 is layer 1 of the cache reference and it's the fastest cache. And its speed is 0.5 nanoseconds. So a cache reference on L1 would cost you 0.5 nanosecond. Branch mispredict. This means the CPU does optimizations in order to predict branches, and it is pre-calculating branches. The cost of a branch mispredict is 5 nanosecond. The important thing to remember here is that L1 cache reference was a fraction, a half of a nanosecond, so our unit of measurement is a nanosecond, and the fastest thing you could get to is L1 cache reference. It's half nanosecond. Nano means 1 to the power of minus 9 seconds. So you have like 1 with 9 zeros of nanoseconds in 1 second. Again, L1 cache reference was 0.5 nanoseconds. Branch mispredict is a little bit higher. It's actually X10 of the L1 cache reference and it's 5 nanoseconds. L2 cache reference is also on the scale of X10. So we started with 0.5 nanoseconds and now we are at the scale of nanoseconds. So 7 nanoseconds is for L2 cache reference. Mutex lock unlock is times 5 of the L2 cache reference and it's 25 nanoseconds. Let's repeat, L1 cache reference 0.5 nanoseconds, branch mispredict 5 nanoseconds, L2 cache reference 7 nanoseconds, and mutex lock unlock 25 nanoseconds. Main memory reference, it's 100 nanoseconds. It's really a lot. It's like if you multiply the L1 cache reference by 100, you get to 50 nanoseconds, and this is half. So it's multiplying the L1 cache reference by 200. Okay, compress 1 kilobytes with ZP. Simple compression, 3000 nanoseconds. Again, we are on the X10. So we started with 0.5 nanoseconds for L1 cache reference, branch mispredict 5 nanoseconds, L2 cache reference 7 nanoseconds, mutex lock unlock 25 nanoseconds, and main memory reference 100 nanoseconds. Compress 1 kilobytes with ZP 3000 nanoseconds, which is 3 microseconds. We are now on the scale of 1000. On the first scale, we had L1 cache reference, L2 cache reference, branch mispredict, mutex lock unlock, and main memory. And now we are jumping to the 1000, to the microseconds. On the microseconds, we have, which are thousands of nanoseconds. So it's minus 6, 10 to the power of minus 6. On the microseconds, we have compressed 1K with ZP, send 1K bytes over 1 GPS network, read 4K randomly from SSD, SSD are here, read 1 megabyte sequentially from memory, and round trip within the same data center, and a few more, but we'll stop here because these are the hundreds, up to the hundreds of microseconds and not the milliseconds. Okay, so compress 1 kilobyte with ZP is 3000 nanoseconds, which is 3 microseconds. Send 1 kilobyte over 1 GPS network is 10,000 nanoseconds, which is 10 microseconds. read 4K randomly from SSD is 150 thousandths nanoseconds, which is 150 microseconds. Read 1 megabyte sequentially from memory is 250 thousandths nanoseconds, which is 250 microseconds. If you want to read 1 megabyte sequentially, which is faster from memory, you spend 250 microseconds. So it's a quarter of a millisecond. Quarter of a millisecond to get 1 megabyte sequentially from memory. The round trip within same data center is 500,000 nanoseconds, which is 500 microseconds. It's more than, so round trip within the same data center costs more than reading 1 megabyte sequentially from memory. Read 1 megabyte sequentially from SSD, 1 million nanoseconds. And with this, we jumped to the milliseconds, because 1 million nanosecond is 1,000 microseconds, which is 1 millisecond. So if you want to read 1 megabyte from memory, it takes you 250 microseconds. And if you want to read it from SSD, it's times 4. It's 1,000 microseconds, which is 1 millisecond. So reading 1 megabyte sequentially from memory was a quarter of a millisecond, and reading the same 1 megabyte sequentially from SSD is 1 millisecond. And why is that? Because you have a 1 gigabyte per second SSD. Let's say we have an SSD which reads 1 gigabyte on a single second, then if you divide it by 1,000, then you get 1 millisecond. Okay, a disk SiC, it takes 10,000 nanoseconds, which is 10 milliseconds. So a disk SiC, the amount of time it takes the disk to move from one place to another. And if you want to read 1 megabyte sequentially from disk, it takes you 20 milliseconds. So disk, as you see, disk, and then later you will see that send packet from California to Netherlands back to California, it takes you 150 milliseconds, and this is the slowest thing we had so far. So on the scale of milliseconds, we had first read 1 megabyte sequentially from SSD, disk SiC, and then read 1 megabyte sequentially from disk, and send packet on the network. So now you know that on all the scale of the milliseconds, you had a SSD, then multiplied by 10, you have a regular disk, and then multiplied by 10, and you have network, but network from Europe to USA. So it's 1 millisecond, 10 or 20 millisecond to the disk, 1 millisecond to the SSD, 10 to 20 milliseconds to the SSD, and then 150 milliseconds, which is reaching the point of almost a second, so it's like 1/8 of a second around. And this is the sending of a packet from USA to Netherlands and back. Let's revise it again. On the scale of the nanoseconds, 0.557251100, we had L1 cache reference, branch, mispredict, L2 cache reference, mutex lock unlock, and main memory. As you see, these are cache, simple operation from the CPU, mutex unlock lock, and main memory. All these are on the scale of nanoseconds. First, you should remember this, that they are all on the scale of nanoseconds. Then on the scale of microseconds, you have compress 1K, send 1K over the internal network, read from SSD, and read some stuff from 1 megabyte from memory, not just access, and the round trip network inside the same data center. So all the operations within the same data centers, the basic operations, or reading 1 megabyte from memory, reading a little bit more from memory, reading 4K from SSD. So if you want to read a very small amount like 4K from SSD, it's on the scale of microseconds, 150, okay? if you want to read 1 megabyte, 1 million, around 1 million bytes for memory, then it takes also on the scale of microseconds. So it's about 1000x reading from memory faster than from SSD. And within the same data center. Okay, so nanoseconds were for cache, for CPU, for internally inside the computer, the fastest thing. Microseconds were zip sending in the internal network you are extending outside of the computer. It's like the first section of the nanoseconds were internal to the computer to the fastest items like the memory and the cache and the CPU. Microseconds are from the internal network or the faster units, not the fastest, the faster units within the computer like SSD and reading from memory. And then the milliseconds are reading a big chunk from SSD, something big, or dealing with the slower parts of the computer like a regular disk, not SSD, a regular disk, or sending stuff outside of the internal network. So again, nanoseconds were for internal computer for the fastest items like cache, CPU. Microseconds were either internal to the computer for larger amount of data like SSD, but for small items like 4K and internally to the network, but a simple round trip. And milliseconds were you extend outside of the computer from USA to Netherlands, or you read big chunks from disk like 1 megabyte. Okay, so the way to remember it is that the fastest is on the nanosecond. What's the fastest? It's cache, it's fast memory, small amounts of memory. The medium is on the microseconds. What's medium? Either reading a small amount from a slower unit like SSD, or reading a big amount from a fast unit like memory. And the slowest part is doing a disk seek or network external to the computer. Okay, let's revise again all the items, and with that we'll close this episode. L1 cache reference 0.5 nanosecond. Branch mispredict 5 nanoseconds. L2 cache reference 7 nanoseconds. Mutex lock unlock 25 nanoseconds. Main memory reference 100 nanoseconds. Compress 1K bytes with Zippy 3000 nanoseconds or 3 microseconds. Send 1K bytes over 1 GPS network 10 microseconds. Read 4K randomly from SSD 150 microseconds. Read 1 megabyte sequentially from memory 250 microseconds. Round trip within the same data center only 500 microseconds, half millisecond. Read 1 megabyte sequentially from SSD 1 millisecond. Disk seek 10 milliseconds. Read 1 megabyte sequentially from disk 20 milliseconds. Send packet from USA to Netherlands and back 150 milliseconds. And with that we finished this episode. Please let me know if you have any suggestions or comments. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you on the next Coding Interview Pattern episode. Thank you for listening.